Jared Sleppy with you, and I'm joined with U.S. Senator Roger Marshall. COVID relief in terms of the bill that's trying to get passed through Congress. Tell us a little about how that's going so far.
Well, they're trying to use a process called reconciliation, $2 trillion that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi want to borrow from your grandchildren, $2 trillion. And unfortunately, less than half of that is going to go towards COVID relief. There's earmarks in it. There's lots of pork in it. And I just frankly cannot support it. And I don't think many, if any, Republicans will support it. Instead, we need to be laser focused, helping the people that really need the help. And there are people that are really, really hurt. And I get that. But on the other hand, the economy's recovering. We're down to under 4% unemployment in the state of Kansas, predicting a 9% GDP growth for the nation this first quarter. So the country is recovering, and instead we need to be focused on getting vaccinations in people's arms, getting people back to work, and getting our kids in school. If we do those three things by this summer, this country will be roaring back.
Yeah, so this past week was pretty rough for a lot of Kansans and just people in the general area in terms of the weather. What's something that's being done to kind of help fix the energy crises throughout Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and so on?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to learn from our mistakes, and I'm not sure that they're truly mistakes. You know, if a hurricane hits Louisiana, it's no one in Louisiana's fault, and this was a once-in-a-generation event, and not just for Kansas, for the entire Midwest, and really, you know, it was below freezing temperatures from Canada to Mexico, from California to New England, all at the same time. So we had a basic supply-demand mismatch. We have asked the Federal Energy Regulation Committee to look in to see, they'll make sure there's no price gouging going on here. We know that the prices went way up for natural gas, and we need to look into that and make sure there's nothing nefarious going on there. And we need to go back and review our grid and see what we can do to have a better job. 40% of the energy in Kansas is generated from wind energy. 40% of electricity is generated from wind energy, and when the temperature dropped below 10 degrees, the hydraulics in those wind farms went down. So we got to go back and winterize those windmills for starters, and maybe redistribute the grid a little bit better.
In terms of going back to COVID a little bit, it seems like it's almost out the door. What are some things that are being done in Washington to make sure that this thing is gone for good here soon?
Well, you know, first of all, there's just great news across the board when it comes to COVID. The first piece of good news is that we found that just getting one shot of the vaccines that we're currently using have about 70 to 80% effective rate. And between that and now we're up to probably about 90 million vaccinations out the door, we have the capacity, I think, to reach herd immunity by April or May if our president's team does their job and if the governor and her team do their job. So I think right now what my focus is making sure we're getting vaccinations out the door into Kansas and then out to the places they need to be. So my focus, you know, as a physician myself, working in the vaccination programs, the backbone of vaccinations for this country has been county health departments, doctor's offices, and community pharmacists. And you think about Southeast Kansas, rural America especially, how important those three players are. So I've been pushing to get the vaccines to those folks rather than just, you know, the big city, big vaccination clinics as well. So that's my focus right now. And again, the great news is that I think that we could reach herd immunity by April or May, and that's big news. We have the seniors pretty well vaccinated, and I've seen hospitalizations are down 70%, just like I predicted. So we're winning this battle.
In terms of getting vaccinations to people in the general public, it seems like that's still kind of a bit of ways away, as we're just kind of still working on phase two, and the general public is in phase five here in Kansas. How do you think things can start speeding up in the vaccination process?
Well, like I just said, that we have the capacity, the infrastructure, to do 3 million vaccinations every day in this country. Every winter, we do 3 million flu vaccinations every day. So we need to use that current infrastructure of doctor's offices, your county health departments, your community pharmacists. That infrastructure is already there, and now that the supply has been ramped up, the production of it's been ramped up, Johnson & Johnson has its vaccine approved yesterday as well, so there'll be more vaccinations available, and very simply, is just get it into the hands of the people that know how to do it. And I really do hope that it'll be opened up to the entire general public. Whoever wants one, no one's going to make anybody get one, but whoever wants one, I'm hoping in March and April, March or April, is able to get one.
So what are your thoughts on wearing masks here in this kind of end of the whole COVID thing? Do you think that we're going to start, you know, not having to wear masks or socially distance? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we need to keep doing it. We've got this virus on the run. We need to keep wearing masks when we're in any type of public situation and keep the social distance as well. You know, the great news is that Kansans like being outdoors, and we kind of socially distance anyway. You know, where we don't like being much closer than 10 feet to most people as well. So, yeah, keep socially distancing. Keep washing your hands. Keep wearing your mask until further notice.
And you're going to be making a visit here tomorrow here in Coffeyville. What are some of the talking points that are going to be bringing up tomorrow?
Well, that's a good question, and that's exactly why I'm coming. You know, I want to listen to people. If people want to yell at me, then I need to hear it. If they think we're doing something right, we need to hear that as well. And we just look forward. This will be my first town hall since becoming a U.S. senator. As a congressman, we did more town halls than any member of Congress did in our 4 years. We want to keep up that tradition. And if you don't mind, you'll actually be all over Southeast Kansas on Saturday. We're at Cowley County Community College at 8:30. At Montgomery County, we'll be at the Coffeyville Community College at 1 p.m. Labette County at the Wall Center. I'm not sure what the Wall Center is, but maybe I've been there, at 3 o'clock. And in Cherokee County, we'll be at the courthouse at 5 p.m. And folks can go to our website, marshall.senate.gov, marshall.senate.gov, and they'll have those up. And maybe you all can put those up on your website, too.
Senator Marshall, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. Everybody be safe.